I've been asked to keep my comments on the Kalinnikov brief, so I'm going to spell his name in Cyrillic. Actually, I wouldn't even know where to start. Kalinnikov, I had mentioned in my brief comments before the concert, died at an early age. An early age as a composer, someone who had just started getting going. I had mentioned, he left us with really only a dozen or so works, but they're wonderful. He was a composer, you'll hear this immediately, right in the first 10 seconds, someone who is not briefed in the folk music, folk melodies of Russia, but composes pieces that sound like they're folk pieces, folk melodies. And he's just a fountainhead, and there are more than a dozen incredible, lush, lively, fun, flippant melodies that are appropriate to each of the movements. But he's also someone who, right from the get-go, this is his first symphony composed when he was just 20, I've forgotten, I believe he was about 28 years old when he composed this, maybe a little bit younger. That he understood and was trained very quickly at a late age, actually. He didn't study composition until he was in his 20s. How to construct a full-length romantic symphony and imbue each of the movements with fit the different melodies he composed into the structure extant at that particular time that was used especially by Russian composers, such as Rimsky-Korsakov, Rachmaninoff. So it's a piece which is lush, it's exciting, and the ability to write specifically for instruments, which is called orchestration, picking a melody, composing a melody and hearing in your head, oh, this is a melody the clarinet should play. This is a melody that the violin should play, is actually a very challenging into itself. And he was a master at this from this tender age. So I hope you enjoy this piece, the first symphony in G minor of Vasily Kalinnikov.